Use me anytime you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the voicemobile. That was Yes. All right, so it's cold out there. In case you haven't been out, dress warmly. Yeah. And so we're going to start off with something from this wonderful new CD, Jacob Slatter, Bethel. And so we'll get that going for you.
Thank you.
Jacob Slatter, that's so beautiful. It's really, they'll be doing some performances at Kellis Yisrael starting in January, so I'll keep you advised of those. Autumn outdoor exercise. Well, it's not officially winter, but autumn is sort of leaving us. But it says autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. That's true. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk. Well, the streets don't have snow and ice, so it's still good. Run or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Well, I'm afraid we're a little bit beyond that, but it's still pretty. The sky is really pretty. Breathe the fresh air. That's good. Reduce stress and improve your health. All good. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, or I like to say Redidio. Anyway, this is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. Happy to be with you here today. So I'm just going to share something from Israel Real Time, a site that has updates of what's going on. Extending the ceasefire, enemy report. Israeli warplanes in the skies over Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. Senior Hamas official Hamdan. If Israel sees fit to carry out an exchange deal for the elderly men, we are ready for that with the extension of the ceasefire. Remaining women and children missing, murdered. We don't know. The efforts to extend the truce have not yet matured. We have prepared ourselves for any eventuality when it ends. If Israel commits any aggression, the resistance is ready, and if the lull continues, we will continue like this. 9 hours the ceasefire is supposed to end. Still in Israel, it is estimated that the truce will be extended even though Hamas is unable to commit to release the children and mothers. Hostage release delayed. Israeli source. The release is progressing slowly, but will be completed. Hamas leader Mahmoud al-Mardawi to the Qatari channel. The delay in releasing the hostages in the sixth round is a result of logistical obstacles. An Egyptian channel reports that so far, the rest of the hostages have not been transferred except for the two Russian Israelis. to discuss a war cabinet meeting at 11 o'clock in the evening to discuss the continuation of the truce. Hamas put forward a proposal that does not meet Israel's demands. A U.S. Navy ship intercepts suicide drone from the Houthis in Yemen near the Bab el-Mandab Strait in the Red Sea. Unclear, fired at U.S. ship or towards Israel. School for released attempted murders. The minor terrorists who were released in the deal and live in East Jerusalem are supposed to return to study in the educational system. The education office expressed opposition to the potential murders returning to the system. Minister of Education instructed to look into the possibility of establishing a special institution where they would study. All right. Well, I don't know. There's just so much craziness going on. The two Russian Israelis, they did that as a gesture to Putin. How lovely. So, I don't know. The whole thing is just nerve-wracking. I don't even have any, you know, any relative. I don't know how people are even managing with all of that. All right, so...
Hashem ro'i lo yechzor Bino is deshe yarbitzeini Almei menucho es yenaleni Nafi yesho Magle tzedek lemah.
servisen treuerig, hat kein Fisch gefangen. Und ich bin meure Scheuredig, ach, alle um ist vergangen. in a drossness finster, in a drossness finster, se spät bei Nacht, mein Herd, kein Schunk, kein Schor, kein Feigel, fliehen auf der Gast. Mein Herz, kein Schunk, kein Schor, kein Feigel, fliehen auf der Gas. Ah, wo bist du gewesen? Ich will mit dir zwei Wörter reden. Ah, wo bist du gewesen? Ich will mit dir zusammen sein. Da komm raus zu mir, mein teuerstes Leben. Ich steh und warte in Kurs, ich weiß allein nicht für was. Ich warte in Gas, ich weiß allein nicht für was. Da komm schon raus, ich will mit dir zwei Wörter reden. Komm schon raus, ich will mit dir zusammen sein. Oi, dein schön Pony, und mit deiner schwarzen Kautschka. Dein Mund mit deiner schönen weißen Katze. Ui, und dein Mund mit deiner schönen weißen Katze. Da komm schon raus, ich will mit dir zwei Wörter reden. Komm schon raus, ich will mit dir zusammen sein.
Bye. But when late at night I was walking down the Hermon, I walked down the holy mountain, down in the valley, on a very dangerous mission. And I couldn't think of anything else to say. Gam ki elech begeitz al moves. Even I walk in the valley of death, I don't fear evil, I know you are with me. He was singing my melody. So friends, whenever I sing this melody, I see this holy soldier walking down, all the angels, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob walking behind him, Mashiach in front, Ilya Novi on the side, 6 million behind them. Join me softly. Gam ki elech begeit tzal mavet lo 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 irara. Gam ki elech begeit tzal mavet lo.
Lord, 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 L
Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach there. And let's see if we can get this one to stop. Okay. So I want to share an article. Actually, first a little something from Holy Brother, this wonderful book by Yitta Halberstam Mandelbaum, Inspiring Stories and Enchanted Tales about Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. So here we're at WMFO in Medford at Tufts University. In 1973, Shlomo embarked on a comprehensive tour of Israel's military hospitals, where he visited the soldiers who had been wounded during the Yom Kippur War. Hospital personnel escorted him into every room, where he spoke at length to the injured and dying. During one such tour, he noticed the staff deliberately bypassing a certain room. Stopping, he asked the staff why they had skipped the previous room, and he dismissively they said, "Forget about him. He's a goner. He's in a coma. He's going to die any moment." "How can you pass any soldier by?" asked Shlomo, insisting that he see him. Reluctantly, the staff led him into the room of a soldier who had been incinerated inside his tank, extensively scarred and disfigured. Shlomo reached for the man's hand and began speaking softly to him. Suddenly, to the hospital's staff's shock and amazement, tears started rolling down the soldier's cheeks, trickling in rivulets down his face. They realized for the first time that although the man had lost his ability to speak, he was very much alive and had been misdiagnosed and left for dead. After Shlomo's visit and the soldier's amazing response, doctors began a much more vigorous and aggressive protocol of treatment. After several months of rehabilitation, the soldier recovered. There's so many stories. Boy, we need you now, Shlomo, more than ever. All right, so I think I'll share with you a bit of Tehillim, which is the thing that we say, the Psalms, during these times of such great need, and we say them all the time in any case. And so let me do one psalm for you. This is Psalm 130, a song of ascents. "From the depths I called you, Hashem, my Lord, hear my voice. May your ears be attentive to the sound of my pleas. If you preserve iniquities, O God, my Lord, who could survive? For with you is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I put confidence in Hashem. My soul put confidence, and I hope for his word. I yearn for my Lord among those longing for the dawn, those longing for the dawn. Let Israel hope for Hashem, for with Hashem is kindness, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all its iniquities." In the Hebrew. Shir hamalos mima'amakim karasicha Adonai Adonai shima v'choli tiyana aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai imavanos tishmoya Adonai miya amod kimcha slicha l'man tivare kivi si Adonai kivi sanafshi V'lidvaro chachalti nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker shomerim laboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai chachesed v'harbe imo fedus hu yivte es Yisrael mikol avonosav. And usually at the end of a prayer service, we say this prayer, Achenu, and I'll read you the English. "Our brothers, the entire family of Israel, who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land, may the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and soon. And let us say amen. Let us say that may all of our people, all those held captive, all the soldiers be returned, please, quickly. So here's the Hebrew. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tzara b'tzara uv'shivya ha'omedim bein bayom uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem, v'yotziem mitzora livacha, u'me'afel al yora, u'mishibud liyula hashta pagala, u'vizman kari. Let's see. I think we're going to go to Yuval Ron. And I probably didn't tell you everything I've played. So we listened to Shlomo Krabach, Gam Kielach, Tim Sparks, that was a beautiful guitar, Kad Jawaljuni on a CD called Neshama, for Spiel, that's a great CD, De Brantosh. There was a female vocalist on that. It was wonderful. Eitan Katz, El Mosai, from his CD Live in Jerusalem. David Sasso with Jacob Slatter, Hinema Tov, their CD called Sasson Resimcha. Ezekiel's Wheels, Klezmer Band, Achasan Anakala. Oh, looks like I spelled that wrong. That happens. We have this software we have to enter things in. In fact, if you go to the website wmfo.org, you can either listen to the live stream or you can have a choice to see the listing of what I've played or the archive. It's up for 2 weeks. Itzhak Perlman before that with Cantor Meir Hofgott, Ms. Morla David from Eternal Echoes. And we opened up with Jacob Slatter from Karov Hashem from their CD called Beit El. All right, so there we are. That can't be right. Let's see if we got this now. Okay.
Friends in former good times, we had great leaders, we had tzaddikim, we had great prophets.
It's Shlomo again, all right, we'll leave it.
Before Mashiach is coming, all of us are little prophets. You know what happened? The 6 million brought prophecy into the world, because when they walked through the gas chambers, they saw what nobody saw before. I want you to know, friends, I was privileged to see soldiers late at night with a gun in their hand looking up to the sky. I can swear to you they saw what nobody saw before. And they felt what nobody will ever feel again. I've been privileged to hold hands of wounded soldiers. They're waiting for Mashiach to bring them their eyes, their feet, their souls, their hearts. And they feel what nobody felt before. But you know, my friends, what keeps us going? One little prophecy.